Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Pelioyitz Ois Aleph, Shir number 90, discussing the topic of Amen. He brings here from Shulchan Aruch, which Yemetz Hashem in a few weeks in our Mishnah Berurah Shir we'll get to. Sheha'oine Amen. One who answers Amen to a bracha, Ya'ne Gamkein B'kol Rom. He should also answer Amen out loud, B'kol Rom. So this way, the one who made the bracha should be able to hear the Amen. And the one who made the bracha should have intention that he's listening to the Amen. And now, it's as if he also answered Amen as well. You hear, it's like you said it. That's why we should also answer Amen out loud. To give the one who made the bracha the opportunity to fulfill this Shemeya Ka'ina process of hearing, it's like he said it. And one who answers, he should have intention to fulfill. When I'm answering Amen, I should have in mind that I'm helping you fulfill your opportunity to answer Amen. Now, you just made a bracha, so you can't make a bracha to you, Amen to your own bracha. But I'm going to say Amen and have you in mind. Both the one who made the bracha and the one who's answering Amen to the bracha, they are both praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the proper way. And on both of them, they will be benched. They'll get bracha. You hear what's going on here? In these few lines of Pelioyitz, he's bringing down from the Shulchan Aruch, and he's telling us, you're making a bracha, you're saying Amen, let's do it properly. You're doing it, just do it properly already. Let the one who's making the bracha say the bracha out loud. Therefore, the one who's next to you will answer Amen. That person answers Amen, and says Amen out loud, and has intention to include you with what? With the Amen that he just said for you. Everyone is benefiting now. That's step number one. Make your brachas out loud, answer Amen out loud, and everyone is benefiting. Next. Now he tells us when it comes to Kaddish, make sure you say Kaddish properly. Because if you say it incorrectly, in the next couple paragraphs, he's going to say, you have people on the day of a yard site when they say Kaddish, and instead of unfortunately bringing an oineg, ayin, nun, gimel, an oineg, a delight and pleasure to the neshama of the deceased relative, they are bringing a nega, a nun, gimel, ayin, a nega, a blemish to their relatives, rachman l'tzlan. When they're not saying the words correctly. Make sure you say Kaddish correctly. See what happened here? Just change the letters. Not Yis Gadal, Yis Kaddash. He said Yis Kadal, Yis Gadash. If it sounds funny to you, it should. Because we're saying the Kuf and the Dalad and the Gimel are changed around here. It says, when a person says Kaddish incorrectly, he is mecharif and megadif. He is blaspheming and he is cheapening and ruining the praise of Hashem. Ketzad yanu acharof amein. How could you answer amein afterwards to that? Didn't say anything. Besides for the fact that he is being mecharif and megadif towards Hashem, these are strong words. To be mecharif megadif is blasphemy. He's cheapening the kedusha, to put it mildly. Noisev gamhu oynesh yushas olav al yoseg gorim levat al miyas amenim. He's also causing the answering of amen to be nullified. You can't answer amen to something that was not a bracha, was not a praise of Hashem. Say Kaddish properly, slowly, kidesh lo ligroim bitul anias amein achash meir de kudsha brichu, so that you don't cause a lack of answering amein. What he's saying is, don't say the kaddish so fast that you don't give the tzibur the opportunity to answer amein. Shenimsa shechayte echad yabe toiv habay. This chayte, one who's doing this mistake, he's losing, causing many amens to be lost. When you say the brachas of the Sefer Torah and the brachas of the Av Torah, if you're saying them, when you're chapping and grabbing and not saying it the proper, the brachas in the Torah, like we learned Mishnah a few weeks ago, you make your bracha, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavirach, Baruch Hashem Mavirach Ba'ilomed, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'ilom, Shabochar Banu Mikol Hamim. We're praising Hashem that Hashem chose us from amongst the whole world. V'nos Lonu Torah Semes, V'chayi Oilom Nota V'Seichina, Baruch Ata Hashem Noyisein HaTorah. Say the bracha clearly. Don't run and jump one word into the next. And give the opportunity for the person to answer amen. And if we are not enabling the tzibur to answer amen properly, we will be held accountable for this. He says the people should have pain of their heart when they see, and he calls Ame Ha'aretz, which is another word called Amaratzim, people who don't take the time to learn properly how to praise Hashem. Shechoshim ligroim oineg la'avim v'imam v'koinim k'vikesef mole kadishim avtoros. He says, people would pay for the opportunity to say Kaddish. And they would pay for the opportunity to say the avtora. And instead, as we mentioned earlier, of bringing an oineg, an elevation to the neshama of their parents, rachmanu litzlan, they're causing a nega. Chas v'shalom, a blemish. V'yoyis maskirim shemois levatolo, because they're saying shemois, the names of Hashem, for no reason. Levatolo, in vain. M'charfim, m'gadfim, v'gorim bitol nias amein, and they're causing a lack of answering amein. V'hakadosh v'aftorah hein nifsalim b'fgam yoytzei. And then the kadosh and the aftorah weren't said properly. And unfortunately, these things exist today as well, where people are davening incorrectly. And he's telling us, don't daven for the Umud if you're going to mess up the words. You know what happens? The Sfarim bring down, and one of those Sfarim is right here, the Pelioites. They say, what are you doing, child of the parents who are Nifter? You can't read the words properly. And in Shemayim, it's a Kitrig. They're prosecuting against the parents and saying to the parents, you didn't educate your child. And they're saying davening, and it's not coming out properly. And they're saying Kaddish, and they can't say the Kaddish properly. And on the yard side, it's a din. That's what's taking place. It's a din. It's a judgment. And people don't know this. They think, not only that, they fight sometimes, unfortunately, to get the opportunity to say the Kaddish or to daven for the Amud, and they're causing more problems for their deceased parents. Mi itain, v'yol levavim litain letztakal lo'oison ha'moyish and bad nafshim, shel ha'ireyem u'kreiveyem. Says, better to give that money to tztakas of aniyim as opposed to the opportunity to say the Kaddish. In certain shuls, you'd have to pay to say the Kaddish. You hear this? You have to pay to say Kaddish. Or you have to pay for the right to get the Aftira. Says, instead of doing that, take that money and give it to Aniyim. And that will bring an elevation. An elevation to the parents of the deceased. And I'll say the same thing as well. Take that money and support Torah. Whether it's the first Eretz Medrash, whether it's Panovich, Meir, whatever it is. Support Torah. And you'll give an aliyah to your parents' neshama. Oimer ani shebevada yoisa toishit in amoyis et stok la niim hoganim. Says the Pelio, it's better to give, like we just said outside, the money to tzedakah for poor people. For Orva la Hashem Yoyisa, and it's more pleasant to Hashem. V'gam lo'ovi l'imo y'erov v'yivusam, and the parents will benefit much more. The kol shekeinish im hu melagei sofa lo yigash lo yimar kadosh al ha'oyav Torah. Even more so, if he's not able to say the words clearly and correctly, if they would be able to reveal his father and mother to him, they would be screaming about the child. And the parents would be screaming at the children, you're paining me. You're causing me pain. Who asked you for this? You think you're giving me an aliyah for the neshama? You're not giving me any aliyah. You're causing me tzaras. This is what the Peliyot is screaming and saying and telling us. You're saying Kaddish. Make sure you can say Kaddish properly. Better to give the tzedakah to those who need it as opposed to the person getting his own covet. Oh, he got mafta. He paid for mafta aliyah. And he can't say the words.